Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. Day 39, Lums and Other Cool Places to Hang Out. The ministry I was a part of had a home near the campus of East Carolina University. The idea was that college students would live there with a married couple who would run the whole enterprise, and it would be an outreach center. As I have shared previously, the coffee house we ran there was very successful, but that's not all we did. There were six of us men in the home, all students at East Carolina, mostly athletes. We had two members from the swim team, three of us had been past football players, and one was just a regular student at the school. Nevitt was his name, and even though he wasn't an athlete by any stretch of the imagination, we accepted him into the fold. The activities at the home went something like this. 6 a.m., we would pray together in the living room. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we would go to classes on campus, all finishing up with our degrees. At 4 p.m., we would listen to old recorded Sunday night teachings. At 5 p.m., we'd have supper together, just us boys in the kitchen dining area. At 7 p.m., whatever meeting was scheduled for that night would be held. I may not have the exact schedule right, but it went something like this. Monday night was grad night. Tuesday night was women's night. Wednesday night was open night, open meeting night. Thursday night was men's night. Friday night was witnessing night. Saturday night was coffee house, of course. And Sunday had a 10:30 a.m. morning fellowship and a 5 p.m. evening service. And we would repeat the whole thing again the following week. We did this unless we were running a class that went every night for 3 weeks straight, and we ran a lot of classes. In addition to this, for a while, I would go out to visit individuals or couples who couldn't make it to any of the meetings. This would be about 10 o'clock at night. I would do a short meeting with them in their homes, and we would just hang out together. But I had to be back at the home by 11 p.m. because that's when we had our in-resident boys meeting to discuss the day and then get in bed by midnight. Friday nights, as I said, were witnessing nights. What does that mean? We would go out into Greenville and just talk to people. For a while, our favorite place was Lums. I don't even know if they have Lums anymore, but it was a great place. They sold great hot dogs and beer, and college kids loved it. You could always find people there just hanging out. So five or six of us would go in, split up into groups, and we'd just go sit at somebody's table and talk. It sounds strange today, but this was 1970 or 71, 72. So we were all college kids and just had a fun time together. There would be five or eight people sitting at a table and just, like I said before, shooting the shit, talking about anything and everything. So another person really didn't matter. We were not hardcore Bible pounders. We just sat down and shared about life and God and our experiences. At that point in time, people loved to talk, ask questions, debate, and just have fun. So it was perfect. It was fun to drink beer and talk about God. I kind of felt like Martin Luther when, I forget what the saying was, he said that something about God created beer so man could have fun. I don't know. I have to look that up sometime. Anyway, we would have our beer. Of course, beer back then in North Carolina was 3.2% alcohol. So you had to drink a lot of beer to get really high. So we would just drink our beer and talk. Some nights we would be there until everyone had left the joint except for us. We were the only ones hanging out. It was not unusual to pray for people right in the middle of this chaos, if that's what they wanted. It was a blast, especially if people bought you beer and you just got to sit around and talk with them for the evening. Just another day in the wild and wonderful life of a college student in the 1970s.